Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Delphina Hay is here. I'm glad she's here. Delphina is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. She is a social media mobile web expert. She's one of the national leaders of the self-publishing industry, that whole landscape. And I've been a beneficiary of her wisdom and help there myself. And she's our good friend, Delphina. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that as I was working on my book, Delphina, and working on the chapter on mobile, one of the things that I started aligning all the things that we used to do to get customers with all the things that we're going to have to do now to have customers. And so I put you know, the old way and the new way, and put a line across, and I was building this graph. And I got to the bottom, and the only thing I had was on the right side, the new way, and it was mobile, right? Mm-hmm. And I looked over, and I couldn't think of, there was nothing over on the left. And I said, wait a minute, something that was not any part of our past is going to dominate our future. There was nothing else like that. Delphina, what do you think?
Yeah, that's true. It's getting more and more difficult to predict, you know, what really, you know, marketing to people is going to look like in the future. And what I like to tell people is that mobile isn't only about being smaller. And I think that's what people automatically go. Is, well, the screen is smaller, so I just have to make everything smaller, and I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that people are digging deep enough into their customers' user experience,
mm-hmm,
with all of the tools that they use to market to them online.
And so mobile is, when we talk about mobile, maybe this is a good time to talk about the different aspects, different elements of mobile. When, you know, part of mobile would be having a mobile site, right? And
yeah,
what are some of the other elements of mobile? Having a mobile footprint, providing a mobile experience, etc. What would some of the others be?
Well, yeah, you definitely want to make certain that your website is mobile ready, or that you have created a mobile app that replaces your website. And
that, okay,
you know, weigh those options well. But then beyond that,
can I stop you for a second?
Oh, sure.
It's my position, and has been, I've said this, that if you use a crawl, walk, run approach to things, which I typically do, you have a website, that's a crawl. If you want to walk mobile, you need to get a mobile site, not a mobile app to start with. Get a mobile site in the first step toward mobile, because they're less expensive and they're easier to manage and everything. And that's a good way to get started. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I agree. When I say mobile apps replace your website, I'm not necessarily saying create a mobile app that's going to go into the app stores like Apple and Google Play, mm-hmm, and so forth. What I mean is you really want to weigh the options between just making your site, responsive, which, mm-hmm, means that it shrinks down to a mobile size, versus going with, say, a service like Pomo is one of my favorites, COMO.com, where your customer, when they come to your website, are automatically going to see this different, completely different,
right,
version of your website that's really, really sized towards the mobile device experience.
It's designed for the small screen, and it's the essence. What I like to think about it is the mobile presentation you make in the little screen is the essence of your website.
Right, and you want to make certain that it isn't only about aesthetics. It isn't only about how people see, but it's also about the experience.
It's going to be less about graphics. The mobile site's going to be less about graphics and more about information.
Right, and also about how you are actually utilizing the device's capability.
Right.
You know, because, like with line forms.
It's got to move fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yes,
You can't put things in on your mobile site that clogs things up.
Right. You have a few seconds, and don't want to try to do too much. You know, I say on a mobile website, three things. You know, people are there on your website, you know, but people on mobile, you know, surf the net with more intentionality. So if they're already on that page, they're there for a reason.
You know, the single most important thing to me on a mobile site, whenever I'm looking for somebody, if they have a mobile site, what I want is I want a hot call button. I want a button that says call, and when I click it, I want it to call them. I want to dial it. Now, maybe I may be old-fashioned because I like to talk to people, but that's an important thing to me. And I see some websites, whether they're mobile or not, that you can't do that. It's just images on a screen. It's not. You see what I mean?
Because
if you're mobile,
that's a great example.
Using a mobile phone, you probably are mobile. You know?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, and that's a great example of what I mean by taking advantage of the device's features. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take the time to walk through your user's experience, who come to your website. What are they experiencing? And don't stop there. You know, don't stop at the website. You want to make certain that you look at the big picture. Where are all of the... You know, the touch points, you know, the places where people interact with your business, like your email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you walked through that to make certain that, you know, the newsletter that you're sending out is mobile ready?
That's another
that
touch.
That the sign-up form, mm-hmm. yeah, that the sign-up yeah. form that people use is mobile compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another one is e-commerce. Is, you know, if you're using an older e-commerce platform, make certain that the entire experience of buying something.
And more people are doing almost their entire, at least their entire personal world is on their phone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So folks, whatever, and they're buying stuff online on their phones. You got to be ready. Deltina, quickly, hold on to that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Deltina Hay. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.